You're listening to Juno Afternoon and time for our weekly armchair birdwatching visit with the Juno Audubon Society when Brenda Wright picks three birds each week to spotlight, and she joins us now. Hello, Brenda.
Hi, Rhonda. Nice to hear you again.
Good as well. And I'm so curious. I know you're always out and about and wonder where you've been lately to go birdwatching.
You know, one of the most interesting things of right now is because we have such an excellent run at the hatchery, you can get up close and personal with half the eagles in Juno. And it's really fun to see all the antics, the little battles between adults and juveniles, and this is mine, and they raise their wing way high to just so that you can't possibly get close to anything underneath their foot, what they're trying to eat. And it's just it's an ongoing show because there's so many fish at the hatchery right now.
And probably a good chance to get some photographs, you think, up close?
Oh my gosh, yeah. The eagles don't care at all what we're doing there. They're focusing totally on the fish.
Well, that's a good tip to remember. Let's talk about our birds of the week. We have three chosen, and interestingly enough, we start with a seagull.
Yep. This particular gull, the glaucous winged gull, lives here year round. And it's actually one of the largest populations that lives here year round. It's the two most populous birds that we have at the winter bird count is this gull, glaucous winged gull, and the mallards. So there must be food here for them all winter, or they wouldn't be so numerous.
So why do they get called glaucous winged?
That's a really interesting question. There's a glaucous gull that's almost totally white. There's no other marking except the yellow bill with a little red mark on it. But the glaucous wing, it's a white body, but the wing is actually kind of gray, not a bit of black on it, or there's no shading on the wing or the tail. And so as you see it go by, it looks quite white.
So you have a song, I guess, if you call it that, from this seagull, the glaucous wing seagull. So let's listen. So this pretty much sounds like what you'd expect a seagull to sound like.
Yep. There's not a lot of melodious sounds that they make, but they're really good at saying, I'm here. Where are you? You should come this way. Let's go that way. Or get out of my space. You're not in the right place.
So the next bird that you've chosen is the willow ptarmigan. And I'm going to play a little bit of sound that you provided for this bird. Now, to me, this really sounds like a chicken in a chicken coop. So why did you select this bird for us to check out?
Well, you know, we really should. It's the state bird for Alaska. The willow ptarmigan was chosen in 1955 by school children to become our territorial bird, and then they kept it as we became a state.
So this bird changes color from white to brown and back and forth. So where is the ptarmigan now in its color scheme?
Well, this time of year, it better be in its camouflage brown shades, because there's not very many snow patches up there above treeline in the alpine where they live. In the wintertime, it's absolutely important for them to be white so that they can hide from predators, or else they would stand out very, very distinctly on the snow. They have a really interesting way of digging down into the snow and roosting overnight. And so you could be walking near them in the wintertime, not even suspecting anything, and they'd burst out of the snow under your feet. You'd topple over backwards.
So our last bird of the week, the horned grebe. That's an interesting name, grebe.
Yep, it's a family of ducks. And they're not the kind like gulls or anything. They never hang in huge groups. But in the winter here, they often seem to be in family groups of 2 to 5.
So this one has kind of a cranky sort of call. So let's listen. So what personality goes with that sound?
Well, I think it's pretty distinctive. And so everybody's going to know that they're where their territory is. They are quite showy in the summertime with that nice gold around their head and eye.
So speaking of showy birds, what are you hoping will show itself this weekend?
Well, you know, it is getting to be one of the times of the year where the birds that have been singing and explaining where their territory is to us has gotten much quieter because most of them are feeding their young. But in the evening times, you can still hear a pretty nice sweet lullaby of a few thrushes and other birds singing as it gets dark. But soon, very soon, there's going to be a wave of migrants passing from the north south. And it'll get a little bit noisier again then.
All right. Well, we'll be watching for a new wave of migrant birds coming through. Thanks very much, Brenda Wright with the Juneau Audubon Society.
Thank you, Rhonda.
Support for Juneau Afternoon is provided by Hanson Gress, Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, and Klinkit & Haida Social Enterprises. For more information, visit ktoo.org/JuneauAfternoon.
A quick goodbye. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend. Thank you.